Hello, 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 my beautiful people out there. How are my angels doing? Welcome to another episode of The Healing Apprentice with your host, me, Louis Otero, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. So how is everybody doing on this beautiful Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve? Everybody getting ready for the turkey? Oh, it's been crazy. Everybody's running around trying to get the final little recipes and their little, you know, spices and their half and half and their heavy creams and their pie and their apples and getting everything set for the turkey dinner tomorrow. And it's all about having grace. It's all about being thankful. And that's the whole purpose of having Thanksgiving. And because of Thanksgiving, which is being tomorrow, I want to tap in on having gratitude and having these strong feelings and these harmonious feelings of being thankful, because it's important to recognize the blessings in our lives. Because Thanksgiving is basically a dinner surrounded by your loved ones and your favorite friends, you know, because, you know, the biggest thing right now is having a Friendsgiving where a bunch of friends get together and collaborate and have a dinner together. And I absolutely love the Friendsgiving because I just had that on Friday last week and it was phenomenal because each of us brought a little something to the table and everybody enjoyed each other's meal and how grateful we are to have each other in our lives. You know, it's grateful to have you. It's grateful to have people that you can sit down with. For me, tomorrow, actually, because I don't want to be with family, I just won't be able to travel up to Connecticut only because I'm working and their dinner starts at 2 and I'm working to 3:30 and there's no way I'm going to make it in 3 hours to that dinner. And I don't want to eat late at night. Anyway, so I'm just going to spend time with my dog and me with a turkey and mashed potatoes and corn on a cob and apple pie that I plan on baking by myself. I'm attempting it, but don't worry, I'm not going to be doing the dough or anything like that. The dough is going to be pre-made, which I'll buy in the frozen section and have it defrost. And then, you know the deal. So I'm going to do one of those because I want to make an apple pie for myself. I never made it, so I'm going to try, at least try, you know, can't be that bad. Hope not. I hope it's not dry like certain, organic cookies that when people buy, it's kind of dry. But one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about being grateful, it's because you got to thank the angels, you got to thank God, you got to thank the universe for the energy of blessings that come out. You know, we need to count our blessings and know what's good in our lives and how we are willing to multiply that 100 times over. And the way we do that is by loving other people, caring for other people, and being grateful for things that people do for you and what you do for other people, you know? So my mom always told me, if you do a good deed, don't expect a thank you. Because if you expect a thank you, you're going to be disappointed when somebody does not thank you for the graces that you do for other people. That used to bother me, but it doesn't bother me anymore because I understand. So an act of kindness doesn't need to be rewarded at that moment, even though you are expecting someone to say thank you. You know, we deal with that. So if you're on the 1-2 page over here, 1-2 Radio page, and Facebook, what are the things that you do and people don't thank you for it, but you know it upset you because someone didn't thank you? It's like basically holding the door for somebody, helping them to the car or whatever, a nice thing for them. And you get upset about it when they don't thank you. So I learned to let that go, because when you let that go, it comes back to you 100 times over. So last week, I'll give you last week I was a little concerned about my financial situation, thinking that like, oh my God, how am I going to be able to pay this or pay that or that? And out of nowhere, miracles just happen because of all the kindness and the good things I do. And I balance myself. I meditate on things. I don't stress as much as I used to. And I'm not saying I don't stress, because Louis does stress. You know, it's only normal. I'm only human. And what we need to know is, like, we need to beautify ourselves with that. And I do it through music. I don't sing, because I don't have a, I don't have a canary voice. Let's put it that way. I can't. I'm not a nightingale singer, or whatever the case may be. But in my car with the music really blasting loud, I think I'm like the best singer on the planet, but I'm not. But it's that energy that I put myself to, the feel good energy, the instant energy. And one of the most important things to do is to play music that fulfills your heart, that makes you happy, that makes you whistle, that brings just this good oozing feeling of love, that you're enveloped with, music that you enjoy. Okay, because Archangel Sandalphon, he's very, very musical. He's the angels. He's the angel of prayers. See, our prayers, when angels hear our prayers, it sounds like music. It's like we're singing to them, and they connect to that on on such a note. I know, it's hard to think about it, but the way the universe gets our prayers is they hear the vibration of our, let's say I don't know, I want to be able to, I'm going to use an example. I want to be able to pay my car payment on time. I never want to miss a payment. Please, angels, make that happen 100 times over, da da da. And what happens is, I know, do you like my da 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 da? Well, in other words, to go forward with what I'm saying is that when you are grateful and you have grace, the angels know it. So they bring it to you 100 times over. So car got paid, things get paid, money starts going back into your bank account. You start getting busy. You got to get yourself on that wave of abundance, and have gratitude. Like when let's say I'm going to use example. Let's say a check comes in on a Tuesday and you see it in your account. That's a blessing because your account went from 0 to 100. Overnight. So it's important to honor that and respect and just be grateful for it and know that let's say you had a payment for $200 and then you have $300, but $200 is going to come out automatically because you have a $200 note and it's paid, but it's there because you wished it and you worked hard at it. It's a frame of mind. It's a mindset. It took me a while to learn this because we're always, when it comes to finances, we tend to go more to the negative because we're, and I changed that music. I changed that sound. And by changing it, what I do is I ground myself. Because money is all about earth. It's earth energy. It's gold, so you just, what's the word? You plant the seeds into the earth and flowers will bloom, trees will grow. Okay, so it's the same thing with your bank account. You plant your seeds and you wait for it to grow. You start budgeting yourself, you start managing your finances, and the way to manage finances is by looking over what you're spending and what you're buying, but it helps, because now the holidays are coming and we want to be able to buy everybody everything, but there's comes a point in our lives where you tell people that no, I can't afford it this year. Or no, I don't want to spend it on that. I'd rather spend it on this. Or take the time to take that money to help the helpless instead of purchasing someone for, instead of buying something for someone who already has it or is abundantly provided for. What that's what I'm trying to say. And I'm not trying to take the mystical magic of gift giving to your loved ones. I'm not saying that. I'm do it because I will, I'm telling you right now I'm going to do it. But my point is that you don't need to spend where you don't have to, or you don't need to spend if you know you can't afford it. If you can't afford it, if you need to charge it, then don't buy it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like that kind of energy, and people will understand. Because that's what I did to my family this year. I said, listen, we have to talk, and it has nothing to do with me being broke. I just think it's a waste of time of spending money on things that you're going to throw in a closet and give it away anyway. I'd rather donate it to a good cause and stuff like that. I'm talking, kids are excluded. I'm not saying not, you children get every, that's what you do. You give to kids and da, da, da. I'm talking as adults, as grown-ups. We have to rethink how we spend our money. We have to reevaluate where the money goes. you'll be provided for, but you know, what can I get a certain special someone? Because me, I've already talked to a couple of my friends. I say, wouldn't it be great if we just all got together? So don't get me anything. Let's save up our money for airplane tickets and all group up and meet together. That would be the best Christmas gift ever, or holiday gift ever, I should say. You know, getting together with friends that you haven't seen in a long time. So like, you save your money, I'll save my money. We'll collaborate, get together. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. Things that are more doable. But being grateful and having grace for the things that we have throughout the year, because that's what the pilgrims have done. They were thankful for the Indians to keep them alive through a wintry season. So when winter was over and the field was to be plowed and all, they, you know, the Indians taught the pilgrims how to plant with fish, put the seed in the fish, put the fish in the ground, and then all the corn came through and all the, you know, wheat came through, and they were indebted to the natives of the Americas because they knew how to farm and knew what plants were fruitful here in this world, in this country that we live in now, you know? Because today when I went into the store, and I was looking at all the abundance around me, like all the food that you can, like all the food that's there. It's a miracle. It's a blessing. And I look at it that way. It's like a vault of food and I'm surrounded by it. And it's help, you know, and people are buying, which is a good thing. Oh, you know, I like that because it's a, you know, it's a good thing when people are helping out. So when we find grace, and we are thankful for what's going on in our lives, you know, the seraphims start to sing and rejoice. And they're very happy for us. They sing out loud. They sing on top of their lungs, you know, that we are being well watched over. You know, I had a person ask me, will the angels help me? When I'm in need, absolutely. All you need to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. And just sit back and watch all the abundance come through. Because when we focus on Mother Goddess and Father God, when we focus on the energy of the abundance, we have it. Excuse me. I'm not saying that you don't work hard or we don't work hard enough. You know, we do. We work super hard. All of us work hard. I don't care if you're the president or the CEO of a company or you're the janitorial person of that company. We all have a purpose. We all contribute to the workforce, and there's an energy in that workforce. And through that workforce comes payments, and payments are done hourly, and then we get paid. You know? And like I said, I look as money as energy. Money in, money out, like the high tide and the low tide. How low is the low tide? Sometimes, you know, longer than what we anticipate. But when that high tide comes in, you know, embrace it, enjoy it, capture it. And angels will always help you financially, but you just have to know when and how to ask. Now, I have a friend, not saying any names, but I have a friend that refuses to go work. He's keeps putting his resume out and he's waiting for an answer on his resume. But in the meantime, he's bummed out about money and this and that. I'm like, put in your resume, go find a part-time job. I don't care if you work at the Piggly Wiggly's, get something, work. Because when you work a part-time job, let's say, and it's way below your pay grade, let's say, and it's not beneath you, that abundance goes into kick. It kicks in the gear. It starts coming. Like also the interviews will come. The, you know, can you work here? Can you do this? Can you do that? But if you're going to sit at home on the sofa sulking because you're waiting for an interview to come through that might take a month, Why would you sit and wait a whole month for an answer? To me, that just blows my mind. And to me, it's like I don't understand the concept. But if you know you're not making enough money, what are you doing about it? You can't just sit on the couch and anticipate someone to knock on your door and tell you, "Can you work in my store?" Because it doesn't work that way. You need to seek out, employment. And when I was younger, it was like, I remember. I'll be guys. I'll be honest with you. I remember when COVID began, and we were all sitting home. I couldn't do it. So then I started going into a negative energy of thinking to myself, "I'm too old. I can't do this. They're gonna hire. They only want to hire young people." And blah 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 blah. Right. And then I realized, why am I saying this? I'm fully capable of getting up in the morning, putting on a shirt, getting in a car, turning the ignition on, and driving straight to the destination of wherever the work might be. So I gave it a shot. I gave a call. I submitted my email of, "These are my availabilities. Are you willing to hire me?" And I was hired on the spot. And I remember saying to myself that day, "Angels give me strength because I don't know what I'm doing. So please just make me have a great day and people will like me," when I got hired. And that's exactly what happened. I walked through those doors and I got hired. I got hired. But this I'm talking about, when I this was during COVID, because I just couldn't do that, sitting all day at home on a couch watching reruns of movies, or doing the, what do they call it, oh, I forgot the name of it, when you watch a lot of the shows over and over, episode series one and series two and series, well, I forgot what they call it. It'll come to me. But put it on the Facebook page here, because I forgot. But anyway, my point is that I couldn't do it. So anyway, when I do watch my shows, and I enjoy it even more because I have something to come home to and watch. And believe me, when you start putting yourself in that positive energy, miracles happen, blessings happen, because your wheel, that momentum to go forward, is in high gear. So there's nothing but abundance coming your way. And another way for abundance to come to you is giving. If you have extra clothes, extra shoes, if you want to donate, if you want to cook, if you want to buy cans of, I don't know, yams, like a whole case, and you want to donate it to an organization, do it. Because that's harmony and resolution. Or you're putting resolutions into harmony, either or, but that's what's going on there. And you're giving yourself guidance and wisdom, and you're stepping away from all that fear and all that anxiety of, I'm not enough, I'm not abundant enough. I don't even want to say that. I don't even want to talk like negative stuff, because you are abundant. You are poetic. You're in that energy. And I always say to everyone, and I say it in every show most of the times, you need to take a step back. You need to take a step back, sit down, and reevaluate. Because that's exactly what I did. And if this reevaluation pisses you off on a certain note, where you're like, "Oh my God, look at all the money I spent," well, that's for you to check yourself. Because I said that last week. I said, "Angels, please help me not spend. Because I'm a spender. I like to spend my money. As quick as I get it, it's like as quick as I spend it." So I have to reevaluate that. Like, I really do. And figure out what is causing me to over, I don't know, overspend, So I called on the angels to bring me wisdom, to bring me guidance, to show me a different way of trusting my own wisdom, for having faith in my ability to understand what's going on within me and what's making me spend more than what I can afford. And credit cards can hurt you. Credit cards can put you in a hole, you know, because God forbid, you know, knock on wood, God forbid if something goes wrong or, you know, you can't afford to pay that note. You have to look at the consequences. That's why I said we need resolutions. And our resolutions need harmony, because when you have harmony, all your resolutions are, you know, they're taken care of by a certain type of healing that the angels bring to that financial situation that you might be in, you know? So step away from that fear and step into grace, because it's all about giving and giving thanks. Giving the thanks for the food and the abundance that you have in your life, the breath that you take. I get up every morning trying to, and as gracefully and with all the gratitude in the world, I'm thanking my angels for another day and to have this breath of breathing in love and exhaling love every time. It's absolutely amazing, that energy, and it's that sound. And there's nothing to fear as long as you have Archangel Michael with you, with the truth, the shield to protect you, and the sword of truth. Because that sword of truth will melt away any of those anxieties that you might have towards anything that you're doing in your life. Because we're the ones that bring on anxiety to ourselves. Yeah, of course there's outside causes and outside sources that might bring the anxiety to a certain level, or that fear into a certain level. But just think of the brilliance that you can do if you just stay focused and being positive, even if the hardest thing you are going through in your life. Because believe me, whatever you're going through right now will not matter in a year's time. And you know how long that phrase, it will not matter in a year's time, took me to understand? It took me a while. But now I get it. Because today is tomorrow. And tomorrow will become our past, you know? That's why I love pets, because pets put you in the present. Like, they ground you. And we need to be grounding ourselves. And we need to be grounding ourselves with all the gratitude, all the love, all the honesty, all the wisdom, all the good juju energy that we can muster up. And it's all about balancing ourselves. Just balance ourselves to have a good day, a better day, a great day, a fantastic day, a magnificent day, you know? Because always remember, on a cloudy day, on the worst, cloudiest day of the year, and you're just seeing it's dreary, know behind those clouds, the sun is shining all the time. All the time. You know, for me, I like the rain. I love hearing rain. You know, like, I love the way it sounds. I love the smell of it. You know, when we go into the colder weather, I don't embrace it as much because I'm not a cold weather season person, but I endure it because I got used to it. You know, when you get used to the natural forces of nature, you tend to get used to it. So it's important to know the balance of, you know, nature and the connection. Because I always get the moon card. It's the funniest thing. So no matter how many times I'm going to get a sun card, or I'm going to get a water card, or, you know, the earth card, I always get the moon card. So basically, when I get a moon card, when I do my own readings for myself, it's to pay attention to the cycle of the moon. In other words, what I do is, if you take the moon, take the N out of the moon. I know it's a moon, but put a D in front of it. It's the mood you're in. The moon has a way with your mood. When you recognize where the moon is in a certain planet on your astrological chart, you will be impressed about how you feel and what you're going through at that moment in time. And it's always on point. It's the weirdest thing, but it's on point. So if the moon tells me that I'm going to be, I don't know, very emotional on a Tuesday of next week, let's say, then that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be super emotional. And then I realize, oh my God, I'm so like sensitive. Why am I so sensitive? Because I'm very emotional. Because where the moon is placed. So if you do your self-readings, I always pay attention, even if it's a card you don't like. If you hate the card that you get, or if the card's a no card, or it's a maybe card, pay attention to that message that you're being given, because it's not about what you want to hear. It's what they're telling you. Cards have power. They have a majestic energy. And they speak the truth. But you have to honor that truth. You have to honor that energy. That the cards are showing you. So what's one of the things that I like to do when I have the blessings and the gratitude to, you know, to give out and to give to people? Is when you have gratitude, you start acting with wisdom. When you have gratitude, people start respecting you. They look at you completely different. You know? It's funny, today there was a woman, I can't forget, I was buying a soda. Well, not a soda, it's a healthy soda, let's put it that way. And when I was buying the soda, my drink, because I did have a slice of pizza, I have to say, bad boy, Louis, shouldn't have a pizza, but I did. This woman was behind me, and she says, I can't believe this place is going to be open on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, what can't you believe? In my mind, I didn't say this out loud. This is all in my mind, because she kept talking. And the more she talked, the more she dug herself a hole. Let's put it that way. So she said, well, I'm a boss and I'm off tomorrow. No stores should be open tomorrow. And she kept going on. And I said to her, I said, well, welcome to America. Things are open on Thanksgiving. All stores are open on Thanksgiving. Gas stations are open on Thanksgiving. Your 7-Eleven is open. Like, you know, you guys get where I'm going with this, right? Of course stores are going to be open. You know, this is a country of opportunity, and this opportunity can be on a holiday, and this holiday means that the stores are going to move. It's not like we're in Europe where everything closes, you know, like everything shuts down for their holidays. You know, you got to know when to get stuff, because if you don't get it, it's not going to be there on the table. So it's something to like, you know, like for me, I was like, okay. let me grab my pop drink and walk out of here. but she was fine to say what she wanted. You know, that was her mind speaking. That was her spirit, you know, transcending the, trying to understand the transformation of why are we open tomorrow, or why is the store going to be open tomorrow. I'm like, oh boy, I gotta get out of here. One more day, you know? I look at it like that, one more day, one more week. Can you believe it? We're having Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then thing you know, it's Christmas, like New Year's, and then it's 2024, and it's not even a month and 2 weeks away. I'm like, oh my God, I can't, it's too much. Happened so fast. This year really flew by. It did. You know, I tell everybody, like I tell all my friends, like, you know, like, it just goes fast. Time flies, you know? So just know the three angels that are going to be with us this week. And now they're, you know, their energy is coming in is Archangel Jophiel, who beautifies everything. Archangel Jophiel is a very beautiful angel that beautifies your thoughts, your ways, your being with love and charity. Archangel Christia, this angel is all about planning, ascension, and connection with spirit. It's like a crystal energy, like this crystallized energy, like the Lumerian crystal energy. And it's known that unicorns, their horns are made of Lumerian. So they have this high, you know, frequency because they speak with their horns. And then Archangel Sandophon came through earlier, you know, talking about music and finding ways to be happy with music and bringing joy. I just want to go to Facebook to say hi to everybody. Hold on. Let's see who is there so I can say hello. Okay. Where did I lost everybody? Hold on. It takes me a minute, guys. Give me. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Hi, Renee. How you doing? Hi, Annie. How are you? Hi, Pamela. How's everybody doing over on Facebook? So Annie says, hi, Louie. I decided not to participate this year in gift exchanging for the first time ever because my budget became harder to manage. It was stressing me out. I am over 55 and I need to learn how and when to ask the angels. Thank you for your wise words and tips. Well, Annie, this is the thing. Everyone is in the same boat. So don't feel bad, okay? You're not alone. This is exactly what I'm saying. It's okay to say no. If you can't afford it, just tell everybody, you know, that you can and find a different means to celebrate the holidays. There's no need to go into debt to just to prove a point, you know, because you're the one that's going to wind up paying the note for yourself. I did away with that years ago where I used to go crazy, grabbing a credit card and, you know, you do the Christmas, well, I forgot the Christmas, they call it something, the Christmas plan, you know, like you start in July, you put all your money away. So September, you're going to buy things. I forgot, but it's like a, you do, it's a saving, a Christmas savings. So I did away with that because that was, you know, like that goes really quick. I mean, I remember I could afford the Legos from my nephews and my nieces because they like Legos, how expensive that was for just a couple of pieces. Excuse me, everybody. A couple of pieces. I had my allergy medication and it makes me yawn all the time. I don't know why. And it drives me crazy because I hate that. And it's like, I think it makes you drowsy, but I'm not drowsy, I'm awake. But getting back to what I was saying is, there's no need to go, you know, get a Visa card or a MasterCard and charge up $2,000 or $4,000. And then you pay the whole year to pay it off and they're not even using it or they re-gift it. You know what I mean? Like, oh man. I could tell you stories about that, but there's no need. So it's okay. And don't worry. There's nothing wrong about that. That's perfectly normal. I should tell you a pat on your back because it takes a very strong person to say no. And it's okay to say no. You know, I'd rather do it through food and party and get togethers and gatherings, stuff like that. You know, my thing for this Christmas, what I want to do is I'm crossing my fingers so hard. I want to buy like a lifelike wooden toy soldier to put in front of my house because I want that decoration. And I'm going to do like, I'm going to see if I can find boxes, whatever, but I'm going to decorate it that way. That's my theme. I want to do the March of the Wooden Shoulder kind of thing. Not a nutcracker. I want to, the soldier standing in front of my house. Every time I drive, I remember there was a store. I should have knocked on the door of this building. I think it was a clothing store. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was a hair salon or a clothing store, but they had these two soldiers, lifelike, tall, gorgeous, the most beautiful toy soldiers I ever saw. I should have knocked and asked the person whoever owned the store or occupied the store where they got it from, because it's stunning. And and that, they went out of business. And they went because they got bought out. The land got bought out. Now there's a big giant Verizon building warehouse there. And I always drove past this place, and I'm like, look how it always that always made me feel like Christmas. And my favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving, like if we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and all the things that we love to do, I love the fireplace being on. I love watching a March of the Wooden Soldiers with oh, it's an old movie with some oh my God, I'm so bad right now. Laurel and Hardy. And it's just one of my favorite. It just makes it like it that sets off my Christmas spirit like to no end. So I'm excited about that. I know I'm working, but I'm taping it because they always play it on one of the channels over here on the East Coast. I think it's called Channel 11 or whatever. But anyway, I taped it, so I get to watch it. Even though there's commercials, I just want to watch it later in the day. So I taped it so I can watch it. It's pretty funny. But it's like it's just that's what kicks off the holiday for me. And then on Friday is let's decorate. It's time to decorate. It's time for the holidays. It's time to deck the halls and have all that joy, because you're putting all the holly everywhere. I know I made a pun, but it's something that we inspired to do. And I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love the energy it brings. It brings some I mean, as chaotic it may be, because we're but it just brings some kind of beautiful magic. I feel the energy, the December, I call it the December winds. You could hear the laughter of kids and the happiness of kids, They're adorable. They're all waiting for, their gifts under the tree. However you celebrate your holiday, it's the way you celebrate your holiday. But it comes with a lot of gratitude. And it comes with a lot of being appreciative of yourself, like I share with everybody the mantra of looking in the mirror and saying that you love yourself. I love me, I love you, I love the world loves me back. I'm in love, I am love, I will be love, that kind of energy. Because we need to tap into that. And that's what the holiday brings us, that spirit of love and caring for one another, caring for our friends that we, friends can be family too. I tell a lot of people, like it's hard when you get older and you lose people and you lose your aunts and uncles and your moms and your dads and you start becoming your mom and dad and your grandparents. You turn around and next thing you're the old one. Or I would say, or I don't want to say old one. I would say you are the more mature, wise one, in the room. You're not so naive anymore. You get where I'm going with this. But that energy is there. And when that energy is there, that's like what I said, like the importance of to be grateful and to have the Thanksgiving feeling, thanking yourself for all the abundance that's in place in front of you at that time and moment. And to consider that we're going to go through this, throughout the holidays and the year that we spent with our families and our friends and ourselves, especially ourselves, because we're, need to be the one that is nurturing and loving ourselves. So I'm going to segue out a little bit. I'm going to do the weekly reading, which is Wednesday to Wednesday. So I do Wednesday to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So for Wednesday, Tuesday is all about balance. It's all about justice. It's all about being impartial, and being objective. Okay, just know it's about standing up for yourself and believing in what you believe in, because that's what's important. And remember, justice is blind, so always keep your eyes open because it's there. And do this with love. Make sure you have be in the position of having great integrity. So this way, everything that you're trying to do will all fall on your side in any situation that you might be in. So just know it's important to have that love. For Friday and Saturday, it's all about finding harmony and balance as well. It's about the beautiful new emotional experiences that you might be going through or feeling, because it's deep. It's finding new relationships, finding great deep friendships. Awakening to your psychic ability could be one of them as well. But once again, it's about balance and harmony. Sunday and Monday, it's all about our curiosity. It's all about being practical. It's all about being non-materialistic. And it's also a love of the arts and beauty and being sensible and approaching all of that sensibly. Ground yourself, you know, ground yourself to the earth, you know, whatever it takes to you to ground, meditate, lay down, take deep breaths, all that kind of stuff, because that's what Friday and Saturday is going to bring us. So pace yourself, okay? Because those are basically going to be like two lazy days. You know, even if you're working, you're still going to feel lazy or tired, I should say. Then Sunday and Monday is all about being enthusiastic, being optimistic, being creative, not being impatient to be, you know, you're going to be patient about certain things. Also, it's about exciting new opportunities, allowing yourself to be more creative. It's about doing things that fuel your passion. And it's about whatever you started, you have to finish. Okay. It's about being connected to the universe on that level. On an all-in-all, all around, it's all about being mystical. It's about being inspiring. It's about being theatrical. And it's about being ambitious, okay? Also, it's about taking leadership of this week. And the way you take leadership is finding composure, you know? And it's also to know that you need to balance things. It's important that you balance things in front of you. That energy is there, balance. And loving, healing energy. Also, it's about taking some time to see things that are going on in front of you. So here again, this week is all about balance, because I have the balance coming out three times in this reading. Working too hard, multitasking a lot, needing to bring balance in everything, and just juggling multiple juggling things. So yeah, that's good. That's basically the energy of this week for sure. But bring it, find compassion, you know, and just notice what's going on. And that is our weekly reading, from Wednesday to Wednesday. It was good. I like that. I like this reading. Is, you know, finding balance is very, very important, with this reading. For sure. So tomorrow, however you celebrate your Thanksgiving, remember to thank your angels. You know, thank your angels for surrounding you with loving light and abundance all around you, surrounding yourself with guidance, surrounding yourself with wisdom, and calling on angels to protect you at the same time, because it's important, you know. And you know, I know a lot of people don't even like turkey, so I get that. I get that. One of the things that I like to do is, like, I like the side dishes a lot. A lot of people do, but I'm content with my mashed potatoes and my corn. And like I said, I'm going to try to make apple pie. I really am. I'm going to really try to work on that, you know, because I don't want to buy it. I really, really, really want to take the time and work on it, you know? And what are certain traditional things that you like to do? For me, is the centerpiece. I think the centerpiece of the table is one of the things that in my family was very important. But this year, I'm going to do it a little differently. I wanted to do it like more Renaissance-y. You know, like what's that name? The Knights at the Round Table kind of energy. Very medieval is how I want to set my table tomorrow. So that's why I'm going to do a candle abre. I'm going to do a candle abre with candles, you know, one in the centerpiece, and then, you know, so it illuminates the table. So I think I might do that. That would be that. That would be something nice, you know. And what are the traditional things you do? I know I have a friend that loves to make whipped cream, never buys store brand, always makes it fresh for the apple pie or the pumpkin pie or even the coconut custard, you know. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. I haven't had coconut custard in like so long, but I can't. There's so much sugar in that. I can't think about that. But once in a while, right? Once in a while. It's just like the one time. Oh, did I tell you guys the one time I got the Girl Scout cookies and I said, oh no, let me put it in a freezer. I cracked that puppy up and ate it. That's done. Those Girl Scouts, those are the chocolate ones, the chocolate chip mint, I think it's the chip mints, whatever. Oh, so good. So good with a nice ice cold milk. Oh, to die for. Yep, you dunk those in there. Some people, I used to love chocolate chips, but for some, the Chip Ahoy brand, but for some reason they don't taste the same like they used to, So, I know my friends, I know my one friend makes it fresh all the time. She makes them really, really good. But I don't know. I don't know of, I think I'm going to stick with the apple pie. What are some creative items that you like to create, like pie wise? Is there a certain kind of casserole that you make that's special? Is there a certain ingredient that you can't tell anybody, that you put into it? I was just curious. What are your thoughts on that? What's your favorite dish? What's your favorite part of the turkey? Do you even like turkey? I know some people don't. They buy chicken. And some people don't like the taste of turkey. They say it tastes too gamey for them. I never had a problem with turkey because I just, but it makes you tired. Oh my God. I remember, I think it was on Monday this week. I had a turkey breast with gravy and a little bit of mashed potatoes for lunch. And then 2 hours later, I was like conked out in the aisle because I was so tired. I think there's some kind of tryptamine, I forgot the name of it, that there's a chemical in the turkey that makes you very, very sleepy, And I find that to be really, really funny because I was tired. I'm like, what is going on with me? Because I'm never tired. I'm like three coffees in and I'm wide awake, So, yeah, those are things that we need to focus in and focus on when it comes to Thanksgiving. And from me to you, I hope you have the one of the most fulfilling, stupendous Thanksgiving ever. I hope you find all the trimmings that you're looking for, and every bite that you have tomorrow, just eat with honesty and grace and gratefulness, because it's just to be thankful that you're be able to have a meal and that's been planned, and to enjoy. It's really important about that, and that's what I was telling my friends. I'm just blessed that I'm able to go back and forth. I'm just thank you, Lord. Thank you, angels, for bringing the guidance and the love of your energy to my world and to show me and guide me and show me that I can do this and that I'm going to be safe. And I know that the angelic energy is there for us. And when I call on my angels, when I do call on my angels, I thank them and I give grace that they watch over me and they protect me and they give me the guidance that I need. And one of the because I get three angels though. I get the angel of the hope, angel of love, angel of hope, and then the angel of charity. And if I could show you this card, Angel of Charity is holding a cornucopia. And when I get this card, and I do get it, but I haven't gotten it in like a long time. When I get this card, the importance of being charitable, the importance about that is to give an open heart and to be generous. So when you feel down, when you feel sad, when you feel tired, do take a moment and donate. You don't have to donate your time at a soup kitchen or anything, but go when you're purchasing food for yourself, think about buying a case of sauce, a case, a couple of things of bread, and take it to the food bank or to any organizations that's donating, like I guess it's they're called like turkey runs or something like that. Be gracious. Be charitable. Charitable. I can't talk today, people. I'm sorry. It's to be char to give cherish. to cherish the things that you have and to hand it out to somebody. Because when you give, you're giving with your heart. And when you give with your heart, you're giving with love. And when I tell you guys how that comes back to you 100 times over, there's no stopping you. Literally, there's no stopping you. So focus on that. Focus on that. Focus on that energy. Because it's important that you be charitable and you give to a food bank and know that you're helping somebody that is really very, very hungry, that can't have the ability to work or find a job or whatever the case may be, or whatever hardships that they're going through. But when you do that, you're challenging your heart. You are challenging the world. You're giving. You're not taking, you're giving. And that comes to you. It comes back to you. And people don't believe me when I tell them that, because I never thought in my life that being charitable would be, me giving to somebody that'll come back to me 100 times over, but it does. I don't mind saying, "Oh, I got this. How much is your, how much is your groceries?" And just say "Oh, I got you. I pay for it." And it comes to you. It comes back to you. I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing how it comes back to you. And to do everything with love, light, and kindness, you got this all in the bag, because that's how angels are. They're loving, they're kind, and they're giving. They're so giving. So once again, everybody, I cannot believe how fast this hour has gone by. I just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have the most joyous, wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. Just enjoy yourself. Be blessed in everything that you do. Enjoy. Keep your thoughts light. Know that the angels are surrounding you. And just know that I love you with all my heart. Once again, angel blessings. Love you, love you, love you. Till next week, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.